Mike Dell's World, number 2354, November 23rd, 2015. And I just want to warn you ahead of time, this is going to get a little ranty today, and it's going to be a little bit about podcasting. And I'll cover much more of this in my show on Friday, Podcast Help Desk. But I wanted to get a little bit of it off my chest today. So here's a clip from Paul Culligan. I don't know if you guys have heard of New and Noteworthy in Apple, in iTunes. That's just where Apple kind of, I don't know how you put it, features certain shows that are either new or noteworthy. Not just new, and sometimes not very noteworthy. But also, being listed on iTunes is relatively easy. Now, Paul misquoted a little bit, and he said new and notable, but it's new and noteworthy, but the quote is still very cool.
Starting a podcast with the goal of hitting iTunes new and notable is like launching a business with the goal of getting into the phone book. Oh, people, we can
do better.
The new
phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Navin! I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity! Your name in print that makes people! I'm in print! Things are going to start happening to me now.
And, of course, that was a clip of Steve Martin in the movie The Jerk. It's the famous, "The phone books are here" scene. But it seems so appropriate to what I was reading online today. I frequent the podcaster groups on social media, you know, mainly Facebook and Google+. And somebody on there, and like I said, I'm not going to call them out. I'm not going to call them out on my other show either, but not really going to call them out. But it was amazing to me. He's going, "Wow, I've been accepted. They're reviewing my podcast, and pretty soon I'll be a real podcaster." Like, really? Really? Getting listed on iTunes is the equivalent of being listed in the phone book. I mean, really, all you have to do to get listed on iTunes is have a podcast that is technically correct with the RSS feed. They don't really care what the subject matter is, and it's not a contest. It's not something that you need to do anything special to become part of the iTunes podcast directory. It just means you got a podcast. That's it. So, you know, it's just like back in the day when they used to print. Well, I think they still print phone books. I don't know as very many people use them. But all you really had to do was have a number that you didn't pay extra to have unlisted. And your name was in print. In the phone book. And potentially millions of people read that book every day. Same thing with iTunes. Yeah, you're listed in iTunes. And potentially millions of people look through iTunes. But guess what? Podcast, you're one of 250,000 plus podcasts listed in iTunes. So it's not that big a deal. Yes, you have to be in iTunes. And it's great to be in iTunes. And in my show on Friday, the Podcast Help Desk, I think it's episode 69, I'm going to talk about, you know, why you should promote you and your stuff rather than promoting your distribution. Because that's what happens. People get all hung up on getting into iTunes. Oh, I got to get new and noteworthy. Well, new and noteworthy is great. I've been in it several times. I didn't notice. I mean, I did notice because somebody sent me a screenshot, said that you're in there, and I said, well, I didn't notice anything in my stats, so apparently it's not doing anything. And as a podcast listener, I don't go to iTunes to find podcasts. I find podcasts either by friends recommending a podcast, or I find podcasts (clears throat) from just a Google search. Because I really don't, you know, I don't go searching on iTunes. Oh, I want to look for a podcast. No. I wait, you know, if a subject comes up and says, hey, I wonder if there's a podcast about it, I Google. Whatever the subject is, podcast. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I come up with something. And that's how I find podcasts. I don't find podcasts on iTunes. I don't find podcasts on Stitcher. I don't find podcasts on, you know, any of the apps that I have on my phone. And being that I'm in the podcasting industry, not just as a podcaster, but I work in the industry. I have all these podcast apps, but I don't use them for discovery. You know, I use directories sometimes, you know, like sometimes the iTunes directory. I mean, just to see what's out there. But for the most part, if I'm looking for something, I Google it. So as I try to tell all the podcasters that I try to help is always send people to your own domain name, your own webpage. Like for this one, I have MikeDell.com. I think I also have MikeDell'sWorld.com. I'm not sure. I did at one time, but I might have let that lapse. But MikeDell.com, that is the website for this podcast and for the blog and for pretty much anything else I do can be found at MikeDell.com. But I don't tell you, hey, go out to Stitcher and listen to MikeDell.com or go on, you know, iTunes and look for MikeDell.com. No. Go to MikeDell.com. That's where you can get it. I've got all the buttons and links and whatever. So if you want to subscribe on iTunes, click on subscribe on iTunes. If you've got an Android phone and you want to subscribe on Android, you got a button there for Android. You want to subscribe via email where it just tells you that I got a new episode in it and you can come to the site and listen to it. I got that as well. I got a player on the page. You can just play it right there. But I don't send anybody to iTunes or to Blueberry or to Stitcher or to Overcast, Undercast. Well, that's probably not a real app, but you know what I mean. You know, Pocket Casts. I don't say, you know, listen to me on Stitcher or listen to me on Spreaker or listen to me on, you know, no. I say, listen to me on MikeDell.com. And if you happen to get me anywhere else, great. And I try to get everywhere. Boy, anyway, I just had to get that off my chest, and I figured today would be a good time to do that. So enough about podcasting and enough about ranting, but sometimes I just got to wonder who is teaching these people that they need to promote iTunes. iTunes doesn't need your help. SoundCloud doesn't need your help. SoundCloud is the best at promoting SoundCloud. And so Apple is the same way. It's really good at promoting Apple. You don't need to promote them. They need to promote you. So be there, but don't send people there. You know, if they need to go there to subscribe, great. But you want to send them to your website. So if they happen to find you somewhere else, send them to your website. You know, that gets you in the website. And anyway. Sorry about the rant there. Just got a few more episodes to go for the National Podcast Posting Month. I'm going to be on with Sean Thorpe sometime this week on his podcast. I'll have more information about that when it actually happens, so just beware of that. Got a couple more planned, the About series that I did, you know, like I did one about Cadillac, I did one about the Mackinac Bridge, I did one about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald here in November. So I got to figure out something to, a couple more to do. Maybe I'll do the Sioux Locks or something cool. I don't know. We'll see. Be in the next few days. But for the most part, I'll have these little updates from time to time. And like I said, if you enjoyed the little rant there, there'll be a longer and more well-produced version of that on the podcast help desk, along with a lot of other information. Actually, let me look at my show notes for the show. See, I work ahead, so I've already got my show notes partially written, or at least subjects in there. And, of course, I'm going to cover this little rant about getting an iTunes and all that. The main topic of this episode is going to be promote you or your brand, and not your podcast company's brand or your app's brand, whatever, you know what I mean. I've got a lot of examples of in-page players that these other podcast services want you to use that has their brand on it, and I'll tell you how to use your own brand. Review swaps. That's another thing that's, you know, comes and goes. Podcasting has a lot of the entrepreneurial types in there, and they all kind of are like a flock of lemmings. I don't know if that's a flock or a group or whatever, you know, the plural for lots of them. One does one thing and all of them do it. And, you know, they think they're genius playing the system and all that. And one of the things is to swap reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. So, you know, you get on a social media group, and I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, a group on Facebook that's all it is, you know, everybody posts their show, and then all the others go over and give them 5-star reviews and all that in iTunes, and that's bad for podcasters. So, anyway, I've got a lot more about that in the podcast help desk coming up on Friday. And also, I had somebody ask me to be a guest on their show. And I thought, well, you know, whatever. You know, I do some guest appearing on other shows. And this one was, I'm not going to say who it is, but they asked me to be a guest on their Blog Talk Radio show. Now, I'm no big fan of Blog Talk Radio. It has its place, but Blog Talk Radio has lousy audio. Of course, it's getting better, but most users don't use the better version of it. They use the crappy version of it. And it's a call-in thing, so you can call in via phone, and that's the problem. Most of the podcasters also are calling in via phone, and like I said, the audio sucks. So that's why I in particular, don't like Blog Talk Radio, but that wasn't the problem I had. This person sends me, says, well, I ask all my guests to fill out this form, you know, to be on the show. All right, whatever. It's called the guest intake form. And I get there, and, okay, they want all this information. Well, what are you going to talk about? You know, just all this stuff that the host should have, you know, when they asked me to be on the show, they should have said, hey, I want you to talk about such and such. I don't know what they want to talk about. I don't even know the format of the show. You know, I'm not listening to it. And the worst part of it, I had to pay $10 to submit it. And guess what? I'm not going to be on that show. That's crazy. You know, $10 to be on a Blog Talk Radio show? Heck, I could just call in when the show's live. I mean, you know, it's like, really? These people, I don't know where they get this. But hopefully I can stamp out some of the stupidity on my other show. So anyway, I just had to get that off my chest. And one last thing. Today, it seems that everybody took a grumpy pill. Everybody I interacted with was grumpy as heck. And, you know, made me grumpy. That's hence, this is the podcast you get today. So, anyway, it is what it is. Everybody have a good day, and I will catch you tomorrow.